God bless you and welcome to another edition of Eagle's Eyes, a prophetic end time show of dreams and visions declaring the coming of the Lord and what we must do to prepare. I'm your host, Janine Fox, and on today's program, I will be telling you of a recent dream the Lord gave me of an encounter with Jesus with an end time message that affects every believer when we come back after this commercial opening. Welcome back to Eagle's Eyes. Beloved, I believe that the dream that I just had 2 weeks ago is the one of the most important dreams I've ever received from the Lord. It was a divine encounter with the Lord in a dream with a very important, time-sensitive message pertaining to His coming. And I want to tell you that dream. I put it on my Facebook wall, and the Holy Spirit also encouraged me to rebroadcast this so that everyone can send it to friends and family. It's very important, and it's a very personal dream to me because Jesus spoke to me personally in this dream to give you a message. Well, here's how the dream opens. I'm in my home, which doesn't look like my normal home, and I see myself on the phone, on a red hot phone. You know those old-fashioned phones that you dial the number 4321, red hot for an emergency. I was speaking to someone on the phone. In the dream, I see myself hang the phone down. I run into the hallway. Then I run into my living room where many friends are gathered, like a home group meeting. I think the room was filled with at least 10 to 20 people. Everyone's socializing, having little snacks, some tea, coffee, talking, having a wonderful time of fellowship. And I am telling them now who I just spoke to on the phone and what the message was. For the first time, I heard what I was speaking to that person on the phone when I came into the living room. And this is what I said. I said, everybody, that was Jesus on the phone. He told me to tell everyone to get out the house. The bridegroom comes, go out to meet him. He wants all of us out the house. Come on, everyone, we've got to leave now. There was an urgency in the dream to get everyone out the house. And as I saw that no one was paying attention, they were just saying, oh, you know, this doesn't go with our theology. Oh, Jesus can't come yet, for all the many reasons that many people in the charismatic Christian church believe that the Lord cannot come now. Number one, people believe that He cannot come. We haven't had revival yet. There's going to be a worldwide revival before Jesus comes, so Jesus can't come yet. Some people were thinking, oh, Jesus can't come right now. You know, He's promised me I'm going to do a few things. You know, I haven't finished those things yet. And so, you know, Jesus can't come now. Other people were saying, well, this doesn't go along with my theology. You know, He's not coming till mid-trib. He's not coming till post-trib. Or He's not coming pre-tribulation. And other people were thinking, we have a promise that things are going to go back to normal. And I have places to see, people to see, things to do. And I'm not finished with yet. And many other people were saying, in the prophetic mood, were saying, you know, Jesus can't come yet because we have not had our end time wealth transfer. I haven't gotten the millions that were promised to me or all the money that's going to be coming to me, you know, leaving Egypt, coming into the promised land. Even when they went into the promised land, they left with lots of gold and silver. And for that reason, Jesus could not be coming yet. So for all of these 4 to 5 reasons, many people were ignoring me. You know, they just didn't feel it. They didn't get the unction that He was coming. And, or they were told by someone else, a pastor, a leader, that, you know, Jesus is not coming yet. You know, there's much more work to do. But according to Bible prophecy, the Bible says that Jesus is coming at an appointed time. You see, when the devils were cast out of the pigs, they said to Jesus, they said, Jesus, are you come to torment us before the appointed time? And the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's an appointed time for every purpose, a time to die, a time to be born. And so there's an appointed time, the Bible says, in Daniel for the Lord to come. And God gives us a timeline. Beloved, I don't mean to mess up your theology, but the Bible says that Jesus is coming at a specific time, an appointed time, not when we're praying that we need more time, not when we're praying that we don't feel like he's coming or we don't want him to come, but he's coming when the Father says, go get your bride, but he's also coming by an appointed time of weeks that were already predetermined in the book of Daniel. The Lord said that this generation would not pass away until all these things happen. And a generation, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, is from 70 to 80 years, the most 80 years is the end of a generation. And God said to his beloved Israel that many different signs would happen within the generation of 80 years from the time that Israel became a nation in 1948. You count 80 years, everything will be fulfilled. And he finishes that discourse in Luke chapter 21 and in Matthew chapter 24 when he tells you that in the generation, all of these things would that would happen, that the Antichrist would show himself, that there will be a falling away, that as in the days of Noah, the Son of Man would come and get his bride, and that Israel itself will be going through many problems and Jacob's trouble, and that the Lord will return, hallelujah, at the great battle of Armageddon for his elect, which are the Jewish people. So God has told us in this word when he's coming back at the appointed time. And that is at the end of 80 years that many things have to occur. The revealing of the Antichrist, the time of Jacob's trouble, and the exodus of the church within that 80 years. When the Lord said, the bridegroom comes, go out to meet him, he was giving me a specific determined timeline that I had been praying and fasting for as he told me to start this rapture series. He said, by the time I had done this rapture series, whether it's the second Passover or it's Pentecost or it's the Feast of Tabernacles, that he must come by the end of 2021 because this is the very first year of the tribulation. There has to be 7 years of tribulation before you end the 80 years. And now Israel, this year is in her 73rd year. 73 plus 7 equals what? 80. This is the very year that we must have a pre-tribulation rapture. This is the very year we must begin the tribulation period. And therefore, this dream is biblically in line with biblical prophecy, what God told me to tell his bridegroom to go out to meet him. Isn't that interesting? Now, it's so interesting also that I've never, ever dreamed scripture. I dream about things that confirm scripture, but I normally don't dream where the Lord himself, number one, talks to me on the phone with an audible voice, and number two, where he says scripture within the context of the dream. And we have both of these in this situation. I've been praying and saying, Lord, give me a specific message, pin it down so I know exactly when you're coming. And then the Lord gave me, we're almost at the end of our rapture series with only 2 to 3 more dreams left. The bridegroom comes, go out to meet him. Janine, I'm speaking directly to you. Tell everyone to get out the house. So he is telling us that the rapture is this year, that the rapture is within a few days, within a few months. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is what the Lord is saying in how he speaks to me in this dream. And as I woke up and I meditated on the dream, I was very discouraged because I couldn't get anyone out. I knew the Lord was telling me that it's very, very soon. We can do a countdown now of weeks and days. I also remembered that the Lord had given me a specific line of scripture. What was it? If you turn with me to the parable of the 10 virgins found in Matthew chapter 25, we see here that there were 5 wise virgins and there were 5 foolish virgins. And the Bible says that they all had oil when they started off, but 5 ran out of oil. And while they were sleeping, like most of the body of Christ is doing at this point, not recognizing that we're on the verge of war, World War III, not recognizing that the Lord is getting ready to take his bride, not recognizing that we have a virus spreading worldwide that is actually initiating the mark of the beast, that mark being put on in the arm, being put in the head, all the signs of the times that we're right here at the end time prophecy. As the bride of Christ is sleeping in a state of spiritual sleep, meaning as there are not major revivals going on around the world at this time, and people are not understanding what's happening spiritually, especially with this pandemic going on. People, their eyes are closed. They don't really know what's happening. That there's a sifting. There's a sifting. God sifting his people. The enemy sifting, putting his mark on all those who take it. The bodies sleep. The Bible says that the bridegroom shouted. And what was the shout that the bridegroom made? The shout of the bridegroom was, the bridegroom comes, go out to meet him. As I woke up, I recognized, my goodness, what the Lord had said in this dream was the exact same thing that's written in Matthew chapter 25 in the parable of the 10 virgins. It's the exact same line of scripture, which means it confirms the word of God. It confirms Bible prophecy, and it's a double confirmation, a triple confirmation that this dream has come from the Lord himself to me. Wow, I was just thanking the Lord for the privilege. I was thanking God for the honor that he trusted me enough, that he loved me, and that I was close enough to him for him to call me on a red hot telephone, just like the kind that are in the presidential office, that hot phone when there's an emergency, to let me know that now it's time to count days and count weeks, because the bridegroom is coming. And so this is an alert that you should go out to the highways and byways and tell them the same thing. The bridegroom comes, go out to meet him. Now, going out is basically a spiritual preparation to prepare to move, prepare to look for him, prepare to see the sky turn that beautiful orangish blue color, prepare to hear the shout, prepare to hear the trumpet sound, prepare your heart, prepare everything you need to get in place because he's coming. Whatever you need to do, last minute details, do it, whether it's writing a will, writing a rapture letter that you put in your living room or in your bedroom to someone who's going to walk in when you're raptured to know this is what happens. This is why I'm not here. I'm not here. He has risen and I have risen. Hallelujah. It's called the harpazo, the rapture. The dead in Christ have risen and now I have gone. And you won't find me here because I'm with my Jesus. But you can come to know Jesus too if you pray this prayer. Don't take the vax. What is going to come now after the church has left? That the death penalty will be put on the vax. That's the only thing left of the death penalty. And now it'll be your life because now you won't be able to buy or sell or anything anywhere worldwide. You won't be able to get on planes unless you say yes to it. And if you say no to it, well, then you're going to have to trust the Lord for everything like the Old Testament saints did. And so it's a time of trial. It's a time where you cannot get it because you'll be tormented in the lake of fire with the holy angels and before Jesus. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 14, if any man gets his mark, why? Because you no longer have the signature of God in your DNA. You now have alien DNA. And the Lord says that all those who have alien DNA, all those who worship the beast and worship his image and worship his name and worship his number, all of those are included in the vax. They will not receive salvation. They'll be tormented before the angels because you are saying, I belong to him. This whole thing is about ownership and who is going to own you. Now, Jesus was talking to those in the room and he was saying, you say you're Christians, so now go out and meet me. This is the blessed hope to be with Jesus for eternity. This is something that everyone should love. To be in his presence, that we live to be with him. You know, the Bible says that we should not love our lives to the death. We should not love the world or the things in the world, though the love of the Father is not in us. And in this hour, the Lord wants to detox this church from a love of the world, from a love of going back to normality, from a love of getting my life back so I can make money, I can go places here, I can do that. The Lord is looking for a bride who has a heart after him who says, Lord Jesus, come quickly. That's the shout of the bride. That's the heartbeat of the bride. She cannot wait to see her bridegroom. She's in love with him. She is extravagantly passionate to be with Jesus. And this is the bride that Jesus is coming for. He's not coming for the slumbering bride, number one. He's not coming for the backslidden bride. He's not coming for the bride who wants to go here and go there and wants to still live life, wants to still make money, wants to still fulfill her dreams. That bride is going to be deceived and will possibly take the vax. That bride is the one who won't hear the shout. But this message is for those who've been watching, who've been waiting, and whose hearts are filled with oil. The precious Holy Spirit, who are full of God and who are full of fire. I just wanted to give you this message today. I believe it's an urgent message, and I believe it's a message from God's heart, an alert. The Bible says that when you hear the sound of war, when you hear an alarm and you don't sound the alarm so that people can be aware that war is coming, your blood is going to be on that watchman's hands. You know, I, the Lord has made me a watchman. This is my duty. This is my call, is to wake people up. Not maybe not everyone has this call, but this is my call. And this is why the Lord speaks to me so specifically in dreams and visions, because I am called by the Lord as a watchman. It means if I don't tell you what God has told me, your blood is on my hands. I'll have to answer for hearing the trumpet sound and not telling you that God said he's coming. And so I am sounding the alarm. The bridegroom comes, beloved. Go out and meet him. Jesus is coming. Any minute, any second, it can be any day, it can be any week, and it can be any month. And he wants you to be in his heavenly kingdom with him on the first load for the pre-tribulation rapture. Hallelujah. Well, if you are not right with God and if you're not ready to meet him, you can be. You can say a prayer and ask Jesus to come into your heart. And I pray right now that all those who are not ready to meet him, that you'll turn your eyes to Jesus, away from the things of this world and the distractions of your, this world. And I pray that you make a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. That's my prayer. And I pray for all the Christians who are hearing this message, who've been hearing all the deceptive theories and all the lies that have been going on in the body of Christ worldwide, that Jesus can't come yet. He's not going to come yet. I pray that God gives you ears to hear and a heart to perceive and eyes to see what he's saying in this season, or right at the end of the time of grace and beginning the time of tribulation. Well, thank you, beloved, for hearing this message. We only have two more programs after this to end my countdown of the coming of the Lord, and wait till you hear the last two. So God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to Eagle's Eyes. We are always so blessed by all of our new subscribers and those who regularly tell us that our show is a blessing to them. We would like to encourage you to write a comment on our comments box and look through all of our different videos, and also to forward our videos on to someone else who needs to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this hour. We love you. And because we love you, we're being transparent with what the Lord has been revealing to us. I pray that as you prepare, that you will be one of those who run out to meet the bridegroom. God bless you, and shalom.